This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Tomorrow, join Ira Flatow on Science Friday for part one in a series on the 100th anniversary of the flight at Kitty Hawk. What happened before the Wright brothers? That's tomorrow on Talk of the Nation Science Friday with Ira Flatow. And now we're going to wrap up our conversation with Diane Swonk, the chief economist for Bank One in Chicago, and Matthew Shapiro, a professor and chair of economics at the University of Michigan. We're talking about how people are planning to spend the rebates that they're receiving this week, up to $400 per child in a tax credit rebate, and whether that can give us information on how people actually respond to economic policy, and the question being, do they do what economic planners and government officials hope they do? Our phone number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, and the email address is totn@npr.org. And let's get another phone call. Brian's with us on the line from Edmond, Oklahoma.
Hi, Neil. This is Brian Leonard.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is why? What do they hope to accomplish by the tax rebate? I mean, the people that get the tax rebates, some are educated in economic spending and some aren't.
Well, Professor Shapiro, what are they're hoping to accomplish? A jolt for the economy to boost consumer spending, right?
That's right. I don't think we should underestimate the good sense of the American consumer. I'm sure there are lots of discussions around kitchen tables about what to do with this rebate, and individuals will make different decisions based on their circumstances. And what the policymakers are hoping for is that they spend, because that will stimulate the economy. And what might happen if they end up saving or paying off debt, there'll be less stimulus, but the individual consumers will be better off. Their balance sheet will be in better shape, and they might spend more, but down the road.
Right. Wouldn't it make sense to make some kind of a tax incentive for corporate America, the executives? Couldn't you target the executives and give them some kind of an incentive to where they could reinvest in their corporations and create new jobs?
Well, the tax bill had investment incentives. The main one is cutting the tax on dividends. That actually is a pretty inefficient way of stimulating investment immediately, because it basically gives a tax break to investment that's already happened. That's the plant and equipment that's generating profits and dividends now. The rationale is that it makes future investment less expensive for the firm, because it reduces the cost of capital, because individuals who invest in companies won't have to pay taxes on the dividends. But that link is actually quite weak in the short run, although it should be beneficial down the road.
In the long run, it would be beneficial, ma'am.
Yes.
Well, I think it's important to point out, too, is why do we have this kind of tax structure instead of one that more directly stimulates investment? And that's because, frankly, voters would rather have the stimulus go to them first. And people who vote are consumers, not corporate America.
Well, I assume corporate America votes too, but just in smaller numbers than consumers.
In smaller numbers, consumers. Two-thirds of the economy is consumers, and that's what matters when it comes out to the voting booth. And you have to remember, a lot of this is designed towards, you know, we got 2004 elections coming up, and if you don't think those are playing into this, then this is an important issue.
Decision then.
Yes.
It's more or less a political decision then.
It's always a mix between politics and economics. Unfortunately, economics often gets the short end of the stick.
Brian,
thanks very much for your call, Brian.
Appreciate it. Here's an email we got from Lou Smith in Santa Clara, California. He writes, what the individual does with the tax break is irrelevant to the economy. If I spend the money, it goes into the economy. If I save the money, then the bank has more money to lend to people who have good reasons to spend it, and it goes into the economy. If I pay down debt, the lender has more money to lend, and it goes into the economy. Does it matter which one of those injectors into the economy matters, Diane?
It certainly does in the short run. And I think that's what's important. I mean, Matt already pointed out, if people pay down their own credit card debt, it gives them better balance sheets going forward, and maybe they can spend more going forward. But the immediate stimulus, the knee-jerk reaction the government's looking for, is to spend today, because it does dramatically impact the timing. How the tax rebate is spent or used affects the timing at which it hits the economy. And frankly, the more the sooner is what the government's hoping for at this stage of the game.
Well, thank you very much, and we're going to leave it there. Diane Swonk, who you just heard, is the chief economist for Bank One in Chicago, author most recently of The Passionate Economist, Finding the Power and Humanity Behind the Numbers. She joined us from our bureau in Chicago. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And Matthew Shapiro, thank you, too.
Thank you very much.
Matthew Shapiro, a professor and chair of economics at the University of Michigan, a senior research scientist of the Survey Research Center, also at the University of Michigan.